The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the wise men had left, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother with you and escape to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, because Herod intends to search for the child and do away with him." So Joseph got up and, taking the child and his mother with him, left that night for Egypt, where he stayed until Herod was dead. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet, "I called my son out of Egypt." After Herod's death, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother with you, and go back to the land of Israel, for those who wanted to kill the child are dead." So Joseph got up and, taking the child and his mother with him, went back to the land of Israel. But when he learned that Archelaus had succeeded his father Herod as ruler of Judea, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he left for the region of Galilee. There he settled in a town called Nazareth. In this way, the words spoken through the prophets were to be fulfilled: "He will be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, so first of all, with reference to the second reading, that phrase, "Wives, give way to your husbands," okay? I preached a very, very long and technical homily on exactly that text on the second Sunday of Advent. So if you are interested in what the church has to say about that and in the correct translation, then refer through the magic of the internet back to the parish website, and you can download my homily if you really suffer from insomnia, and it's all there. But basically, in short, that same verb, you know, so where he says, "Wives, give way to your husbands," exactly that same verb, hupotassomitha, is the verb that he uses in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, when he says to husbands, "Husbands, give way to your wives, and wives, give way to your husbands. Give way to each other." So we are not talking about any sort of form of kind of dominance or patriarchy there. At least that's not what St. Paul is talking about. So pin in that, and I want to talk to you about something else. The church gives us the Feast of the Holy Family on the first Sunday after Christmas. And the thing is that we are so used to looking at images of Mary and the infant Jesus, and usually Joseph gets a look in somewhere in the background, that we are sort of inoculated by this kind of long tradition in Western art against the strangeness of the fact that God is born in the context of a vulnerable human family. So if you think about it, deities, gods in the ancient world, didn't have to be born in a family. So if you think about the goddess Athena, for example, who's one of the Greek gods, she springs forth from the forehead of her father, Zeus. I don't know how that works anatomically, but that's the legend. She springs forth from Zeus's forehead, and she emerges fully grown, and not only fully grown, but she's wearing a whole suit of armor as she emerges. I don't know how that works, but that's the mythology. Aphrodite is washed ashore in a seashell. There's a little bit more to it, but basically Botticelli is on the money with his painting. Or if you think, for example, of Romulus and Remus, the legendary founders of the city of Rome, They are raised not in a human family, they are raised and suckled by a she-wolf. So it is not obvious and not inevitable that the Christian God would be born in a family. It is, however, and excuse the pun, it is, however, pregnant with meaning. Good pun, that. Put it this way. If someone really important were to visit Edinburgh, the local sewage works would not be the first place you would take them to see. I was going to go with the President of the United States for that example, but then I thought some people might actually want to take Donald Trump to and possibly go a step further. And then I thought, well, I'll try and be, you know, I do try to be apolitical. I try not to be political. But then I thought, people would probably have similar feelings about Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn as well. So, you know, a bit stuck there. So let's just say, if the Queen were visiting St. Peter's Primary School, we would not show her, first of all, the janitor's cupboard. Important people get to see the important places. We show them the centre of government or culturally and historically significant places. Places where important stuff happened or is happening. Holyrood Palace, Edinburgh Castle, that sort of thing. God chooses to be born and to spend the first 30 years of his earthly life in a family. Because in the end, families are important places. In a nutshell, that is the message of this feast day. Families are important and sacred things, because the most important stuff that happens to us in our lives usually happens within families. It is within a family, usually, hopefully, that we learn that we are loved and therefore lovable and capable of loving in return. It is within a family that we experience that people are patient with our faults and frailties, and they forgive us our mistakes, and therefore we must be patient with others in our turn, and we must forgive others and forgive ourselves. It's within the family that the basic building blocks of our personality are laid down. Important stuff happens in families. And I would add, it's important to, you know, look at the gospel, it's important to remember that the Holy Family is not a perfect family in the sense that they are not the Waltons. And if Bisto Gravy were looking for a family to front their new ad campaign, they would be very unlikely to choose Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Holy Family were, in all likelihood, dirt poor. And they have to go in exile to Egypt. They're economic migrants in our categories. And but not only that, but they go in, they migrate into Egypt because they're on the run from the authorities. Herod's out to get them. They are running from the authorities. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are not nice, respectable people. The Holy Family was not respectable. But nonetheless, even in those strained circumstances, the family is sacred. And that's the message of this feast day. So if you are a parent, it is good that you hold down a job and that you support your family as best you can. It is good that you aspire to give your children perhaps the things that you did not have growing up. but it is also salutary to remember that no matter how high up the career ladder you rise, there will come a time when you have to retire. And at that point, nobody cares how important or how influential you used to be. But your family will still be there. And if you have been wise, they will be a treasure and a comfort to you. And if you find yourself stuck in a job that is boring, that you don't like, if the thought of going back to work after the Christmas holidays fills you with dread, but you're doing the job to put food on the table and to put a roof over your family's head, remember, actually, that is a noble and beautiful thing. It's not boring, it's not tedious, it's not meaningless. It's noble and beautiful because you're doing that to protect the most sacred and holy thing in your life, your family. It's incredible and it's heroic to do that day in and day out. If you are tempted, and I think perhaps sometimes we are all tempted, to think maybe the grass would be greener, maybe if I'd made different choices, things might be different, things might be better, that's a fiction, that's an illusion. Because there is nothing more wonderful and nothing more sacred than the family that you sacrifice for. And if you are a stroppy teenager, just for one moment, remember how very, very lucky you are to have a family that love you. If in any way you think you might be neglecting or could do more for your family, today is the day to take stock and to think again and to ask for the Lord's help to do things better. Christ chooses to begin his mission to save the world in the midst of a family. And the message for us is that we, in all likelihood, will find that which is holy, that which brings us wholeness, that which in the end saves us within our families. Even if at times they do drive us barmy.